to the Stars by Sylvia Acevedo.
You can check it out for free at the library. Woo. or find it at your local bookstore. I don't know, probably. You can get just about anything through the library, one way or the other.
I don't think I saw it in the library.
We have ways to get books to you. We can borrow from
ways.
We can borrow from other libraries if we don't have it. But now that I know it's your favorite book, maybe I'll think about adding it to our collection. Now that I know it's so good.
Also, Two Dogfish from Night Owl is really good. Mm-hmm. Or wait, no, Two Night Owl from Dogfish.
That one I know we have, and I need to read it.
You do? You have it, right? It's incredible. Wait, have I shared that one on the radio yet?
You have.
I think that I did. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I was going to say, I need to.
Well done. But anyways, we're just about out of time for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
What was happy that reading. Voice?
I have no idea.
Bye. Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m. every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC After Afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday it may snow. Rain or snow is in the forecast. There's a 30% chance. It depends on how cold it is where you are and what altitude you're at. But there should be cloudy skies on Sunday with a high of just 30. Sunday night, a chance of snow showers is again in the forecast, a 20% chance, with cloudy skies and a low around 12. Monday should be cold and mostly cloudy, with a high of 23 and wind chill values as low as negative 5. Monday night, mostly cloudy is again the forecast, with a low around 12. Tuesday should be sunny and a little warmer, with a high of 33 and a low around 19. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Every dance gets better and you get stronger. Columbia Green in the house! Woo! Next, before we do this, I want to introduce Ben Blair. Everybody give it up for Ben Blair! Yeah. Ben has been working with us now for how long?
This would be my third year working with Road Recovery. Started right before the pandemic. I was working at the clubhouse in Amsterdam, New York, which I also run for Road Recovery up there as well. So, and when we saw the opportunity that Ben could come here and work with you guys, we felt that it was a great match, and so we asked him to come, and he's able to do it. And I hope you are satisfied with Ben. Is that you guys happy? So what I can tell you is that we're going to have a lot more in store for the next session, not only musically and dance, but we are going to be getting into other genres of artistic expression. I'm very excited with the first session here. Everyone was getting to know each other, getting to learn who we really are, and that's why we're calling the theme of this show True Colors. Because in this first session, that's what we really got to see. You know, when we want to come and produce stuff and make something that's important to us, we have to be able to express who we really are. So thank you to everyone who participated. It's not easy to open up and be yourself and be honest and true. It takes a lot of courage. You should be very proud of yourself. Yeah. What a great team. We have Lindsay, we have Ben, we have Ann. Amazing team. Right. Give it up! Ben's going to play a song for us. This is my 8-year-old son.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. You are listening to a live broadcast of the Tracks finale performance from this round of the Road Recovery Tracks program, coming to you live. So I'm going to let you listen to a minute, and we'll drop into the news soon, and stay tuned.
No one. Stand
Liefel is reporting for Altamont Enterprise. With the COVID-19 pandemic in a more manageable stage, many local governments continue to stream their meetings online, allowing residents to attend from the comfort and safety of their homes. But not all towns in Albany County have retained the remote option. Currently, the Voorheesville Board of Trustees and the Knox, Burn, and Westerlo Town Boards have stopped live streaming public meetings. However, Westerlo is investigating the possibility, and Knox Supervisor Russell Porcorny said he would bring the issue up at the next town board meeting. Burn Supervisor Dennis Palo did not respond when asked about live streaming Burn meetings, and Voorheesville Mayor Richard Strout could not be reached. Paul Wolf, the president of the New York State Coalition for Open Government, a nonprofit that advocates for government transparency, says that remote access during the pandemic increased the number of people who would watch meetings. Wolf said, and I quote, "The New York Coalition for Open Government supports hybrid meetings, where the public can attend in person or participate remotely through a live stream. In addition to live stream, meeting videos should be posted afterwards so that people who missed the meeting can watch it at any time," end quote. A bill introduced in 2020 that would mandate meeting live streams is currently in committee in the New York State Legislature. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The New York State Assembly has approved a law that would require utilities to submit weather event emergency plans to the Public Service Commission within 24 hours. Assemblymember Kevin Cahill said the legislation has made its way through the Assembly and the Senate version is currently pending. According to Cahill's office, the law requires, and I quote, "electric utilities to develop and submit emergency weather event response plans to the Public Service Commission, including staffing procedures, as well as a catalog restoration after 24-hour periods," end quote. Cahill said in a statement that storm preparedness has become a significant concern for many. He said, and I quote, "When a utility provides power to customers, it is the responsibility of that company to take every measure to ensure that those services are maintained through extreme weather to the best of their ability and reconnected as early as possible in the event of an outage," end quote. According to Cahill's office, the ice storm that struck on February 4th caused nearly 50,000 Ulster County outages, and some of those outages lasted for 5 days. Central Hudson spokesperson Joseph Jenkins said this week the company already submits plans to state regulators. He said, and I quote, "Central Hudson has developed and follows an electric energy plan that is renewed, updated, and approved annually by state regulators, then shared with county officials," end quote. He said the plan includes a storm classification system that details staffing levels, preparations, operations, and the city has struggled with an unemployment rate far higher than the rest of the state, and in February, some improvements were made. The city's unemployment rate dropped from 7.6% to 7% last month. Outside of New York City, the jobless rate is approaching a record low since 1976, declining from 3.6% to 3.4%, according to the Department of Labor. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And That wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 25th. The morning lows are 36 in Twilight Park to 40 degrees in Cheviot. Average soil temperature has dropped in our region to around 40 degrees on average. After a little lingering rain tapers off by dawn, we should have a dry morning as temperatures rise to 57 degrees by 4 p.m. Shortly afterward, chances for light rain return, but don't last past midnight. The mercury hits 37 degrees by morning on Saturday, which will be rainy with chances of thunder and a high of 50. Rain tapers off by morning as temperatures hit 34 degrees. Sunday will be mostly dry with a chance of rain and high winds in the afternoon, with a high of 41 degrees. Sunday night and all of Monday are still looking to be sub-freezing, so keep the plants inside. Pollen levels for today will be low, also low on Saturday and medium on Sunday. It's wet, but that foliage really wants to wake up. Primary aggressors will be maple, juniper, and elm. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:31 a.m., then high tide at 9:23 a.m., low tide again at 4:39 p.m., and high tide once again at 10:07 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 41 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:58 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:46 a.m. Looking way up, we see yesterday flare activity caused a radio blackout over Southeast Asia. We are still awaiting confirmation of a coronal mass ejection. Monday, an incoming plasma stream will kick up magnetic activity a bit. Swirl and wind speed is currently 437 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair below 8 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 44. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM WGXC. Reaching y'all in Greene and Columbia counties, Catskill, Acre, Hudson, and beyond, wherever you're streaming from. I'm sitting in Vermont right now, so hey, you never know where somebody is listening from. But much love to y'all. If you didn't catch it before the news, we are in the middle of a live tracks performance down at the Youth Clubhouse in Catskill. The finale of the tracks music program, which brings youth together to use original songwriting, music development, dance, to express themselves, to heal whatever they need to heal in their lives, to talk about what recovery means to them. So we are in the middle of that right now. So I'm going to just bring you some of that feed tonight, let you listen from their voices about what this program has meant to them and some of the original songs that have come through. So yeah, DJ Thieves will holding it down for the crew while they have an awesome time upstairs performing some of the work that they've done. So hope you enjoy, and yeah, let me give you a little sample of the fun that's going down at the clubhouse right now.
You're loud enough.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Right, a little bit down.
Yeah.
That is very shy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see what spring is like on
Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, maybe kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I want, you're all I worship, you adore. The words give me true love.
For you too. You want to hear it?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For you, why not? So, is everybody good? Having a good time tonight?
Woo!
Long and great rapping.
My voice is getting bad.
You just just tuning in, you are listening to live coverage of the Trax Winter Program Finale live at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on Main Street in Catskill, New York. But representing youth voices from all across Columbia and Greene County tonight. So you got a mix of original music, of covers, of dance performances, a lot of really, really fun stuff going on tonight. And yeah, stay tuned, and we're going to keep bringing it to you. And the performances actually started around 5:30 this evening. So I'm also going to bring you back some audio from earlier in the night that is kind of touching and inspiring. So this is Clubhouse Radio live on 90.7 FM WGXE. Stay tuned, y'all. Enjoy as we bring you some more live coverage of the Catskill Youth Clubhouse Trax program finale. Enjoy.
How you doing, baby? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm always
ready. All right, give it to us. Give it to us. Faith, what's
your story? Sorry about this. This wasn't planned. Lindsay decided this. It was a bribery to get one of her dancers to dance, and then she went, you're going to do that in the trash finale. And I said, oh, all right.
Listen, here's my recommendation.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Halo, right?
Yeah, so Halo by Beyonce was one of my old audition songs. Thank you. Give me 1 second. I need a little bit more water. I'm dry. Alright, here we go. Let's see if I remember how this goes. Under those walls I built, maybe they're tumbling down. They didn't even put a fight, they didn't even make a sound. And I'm the way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I'm my angel now.
Sorry.
It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had to break is the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your rays. Maybe I can see your halo. I know you're my saving grace. Well, I never fall again. But this don't even feel like a fall of land. Gravity can't begin to pull me back to the ground again. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had to break, is the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna short you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. It's written all over your face. Baby, I can feel your halo. Girl, you won't fade away. Halo, I can see your halo. Halo, 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 halo.
Epstein reports for Columbia Green Media that activists from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement nonprofit were among more than 1,000 workers, community members, and elected officials protesting in Albany March 23rd for funding of undocumented immigrants and self-employed workers in this year's state budget. Iridian Lucas Lourdes Garcia, excluded workers fund regional implementation coordinator of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, said, and I quote, "The excluded workers fund was life-changing for those who received it, but in upstate New York, too many were left out. It was heartbreaking to call community members to inform them that funds were closed and there would be no relief for them this year," end quote. The excluded workers fund was created in last year's state budget, and 130,000 New Yorkers received $2.1 billion in benefits. But that's all gone, and unless state legislators re-up the program, those workers are out of luck. The state budget should be set up April 1st. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News reports that legal retail sales of cannabis have begun in New York even before all the regulations are set. Native Americans have opened stores on Mohawk Territory straddling the Canadian border and the Seneca Territory in western New York. The Cayuga Nation has two stores in the Finger Lakes. William Roger Jock, a partner in Goodleaf Dispensary on the land the Mohawks call Aquascency, said, and I quote, "We've been stepped on for so long, and to have something like this happen, it's almost liberating," end quote. New York legalized recreational cannabis a year ago, but stores are not expected to be open for another year as no licenses have been issued. Ryan White, who is opening a store on Mohawk land, said, and I quote, "We know that there's a big market for cannabis. We see people as far as 50 miles away coming in. They come in for gas and for tobacco products, and we're going to be targeting them too," end quote. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. The Daily Freeman is reporting that New York's Department of Agriculture and Markets is shutting down all live fowl shows and exhibitions until further notice because of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. Commissioner Richard A. Ball issued an order March 25th because of the outbreak in 17 states. Ball said in a statement, and I quote, "Avian influenza is a very serious threat to all poultry and breeds of fowl and is continuing to spread in the United States. By banning fowl shows and exhibitions in New York until further notice, we are taking a common sense step to limit the commingling of birds to slow the spread of this disease in New York State and help keep our birds safe. Our poultry industry is a significant part of New York's agricultural industry, and steps like these are our best line of defense against the disease," end quote. Four flocks of birds in New York have tested positive for HPAI so far. Last month, a pheasant flock in Dutchess County and a backyard flock in Ulster County tested positive for HPAI. The ban may impact fair season later in the year. Animal health experts recommended poultry owners keep their birds away from wild ducks and geese and their droppings, and outdoor access for poultry should be limited at this time. You can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And I am DJ Thieves, coming to you live from my house, actually in Vermont. But I am bringing you from my house live audio from the track's finale performance at the Youth Clubhouse, which is super exciting. I hope you've been listening. If you're not, definitely stay on the dial, 90.7 FM. Yeah, it's super inspiring. The youth down at the clubhouse spend weeks, 6 weeks during a program session with Tracks. They've done this for 3 years now, actually, and then they put on a live community performance at the end of that session, where they do dance performances, they perform original songs, they perform covers, and just really get to enjoy kind of a professional stage and setup and feel their power. So a lot of positive vibes down there. It's going on right now. Started at 5:30, so I've just been bringing y'all some slightly delayed audio, but the energy is still very much alive in the room.
I'm going to ask a few questions, and I want you guys to answer. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, so one at a time. We'll start over here. You're going to tell me your name, and I want to know why you dance.
I'm Aisha, and I dance because it's my form of expression.
All right. Who are you, and why do you dance?
I'm Jasmine, and I dance because I find it fun.
You find it fun, period. Who are you, and why do you dance?
I'm Beverly, and I dance because I think it's fun here and especially.
Yes. Who are you, and why do you dance?
I'm Nick, and I dance because I think it's the best part of me.
Good. Yes. And who are you, and why do you dance?
I dance, and I dance because it's easier to express
myself. And who are you, and why do you dance?
I am Peyton, and I dance because it feels like a full normal release.
Yes, ma'am. And who are you, and why do you dance?
Bella, and I dance for fun.
Yes. All right,
next question, my lovies. So, at what age did you discover dance and really start to fall in love with it?
Boom.
I started to dance when I was little, and I kind of fell off with it and fell back in love with it about like 2 years ago.
Yes, next.
I started dancing when I was two and really got into it at about 10.
Yes. What about you?
I started dancing when I was three and really got into it when I was five.
Yes.
Next. I started dancing when I was four and I really got into it when I was like 12 or 13.
Yes.
I started dancing when I was 12 and then I surgery.
Yes.
I started dancing when I was like 3 and didn't get into it until I was 11.
All right. We love that.
I started dancing when I was 2. And I got into it around like 5, 6.
Very good.
Okay, last question, my lovies. So, does everybody know what being in recovery is?
Yes.
Would you guys consider dancing a form of recovery?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go down the line and explain why. Why do you think dance is a form of recovery?
Okay, well, I think that the exercise aspect of it is really good for your body, especially if you're coming back from an injury.
Yes.
And I think it's really good mentally because you get to express yourself in a healthy way.
Very good. All right, next, Jitterbug over here.
I think that dance is a form of recovery because no matter how old you are, like if you're like able or not able, you can still express yourself and tell your story. So like, even if you can't say the words, you can show up your body.
Very good.
Next.
I think it's a form of recovery because it's a way for you to feel and express how you're feeling without having to say anything, which is a very difficult thing to do.
Period.
I think it's a form of recovery because you can like, express your emotions up in a healthy way.
Yes. So true.
Dance is definitely like forming a form of recovery because like all that stuff builds up and like you kind of like get that release like, when like you're actually dancing.
Expressing the body.
Dance is a way of recovery because you can show how you're feeling.
Yes. Good. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Expressive dance is recovery because you get to express who you are,
yes,
and you get to show people how you feel. And when we show people how we feel good about ourselves. And when we feel good about ourselves, we're recovered.
Yes.
That's it. Bottom line. Bottom line. Bottom line. And I see a lot of recovery in here tonight. Recovery is everything. See everything to me. My singing is my recovery.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning in with us. This is Clubhouse Radio Live on 90.7 FM WGXC. I've got you listening to a live broadcast of the tracks winter 2022 final performance. Youth and staff alike have been performing, highlighting some of what they've been working on for the last 6 weeks down at the clubhouse. The tracks program has been at the clubhouse for 3 years, and yeah, they're having a great time performing live for one another on the big stage, really letting each other shine. So I'm just going to keep bringing you some live coverage. You know, all of this is just in the last hour, and as far as I can tell, they're still going. So enjoy. I'm going to bring you back to an early performance before the show started. Some original ukulele playing. Yeah, enjoy. And this is Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM. Stay tuned, y'all.
I'm vibing. I'm wearing a SpongeBob hoodie, which is fine. Everybody's doing SpongeBob. Everybody. But you know what? I'm going to leave it to you guys what song I perform first and last. We're just going to leave it to a vote. Just scream out your answer. Would you rather listen to, and these are the two options, Four Winds or Miss You?
Miss You.
Okay, I think that's the better one, so I guess we're starting best first. Okay, just making sure everybody can hear this.
Yeah.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, without further ado... that I don't miss you, but I wrote a song about you, so let's not be overzealous. And I'd like to think I don't think about you, but when I see you in the hall at school, act happy and hope you'll get jealous. But I had better best friends now than ain't Dante and Death. However, I can't see them as much as I want. I met them up in Saratoga, so they lived their lives a few towns over. Back then what you did just wasn't cool. Right now I'm only talking about how the friend group, cause half my friends grew to be villain fools with Moses Bruce loose, just like a broken tool that, oh, broke way too soon. Remember when we used to lay in the fields and watch the moon? I guess that shit isn't. So for now, I'll get back to the chorus fast. And I'd like to say that I don't miss you, but I wrote a song about you, so let's not get overzealous. And I'd like to think I don't think about you, but when I see you in the hall at school, I act happy and hope you get jealous. But I have better best friends now than named Dante and Death. However, I can't see them as much as I want to, cause I met them up in Saratoga, so they lived their lives a few times over. Yeah, now we work at the club. Better, how's your life been, pal? Consider this a letter and witness. Nostalgic, remember when life was only all just going to the dugouts, hiding from the cold, being young as club scouts, sharing memories of gold that mean to bug out. That story's been told time and time again. So much you grew old, and I'd like to think that I don't miss you, but I wrote a fucking song, so let's not get overzealous. Thank you, everybody. I was completely terrified the whole time, but it looks like it turned out good. Look at that.
Nobody
knew it until now. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Now I'm gonna bring up somebody who's worked with us for how long? You've worked with us for a long time now, right?
What's going on? 2 years, I think.
At least 2 years.
At least two.
We were doing
three. Three. Hold on.
Come on, with us. Yeah. This is Shaheen.
It's three.
It's three.
3 years.
It's three.
3 years. So, hold on one second. So Shahi and William, Shahi there, right, Brad?
Yeah.
Have been working with us for 3 years. And they've done some great business things for us. Yeah. They've done some raps for us. They've written. They did some beats with the Ralph in the Bronx, expressing themselves. And they're a real important part of our program. We're so grateful that you're going to come up here. Just tell us a couple of things about how you feel about your experiences working with Road Recovery, Ann, Ben, Lindsay. Tell us a little bit about how you feel.
I mean, but before I go, though, how are we feeling tonight? But, the past 3 years for me, I've had a ton of ups and downs, COVID, losing family members in between a lot in my life. So, we don't have masks. That's good. But with tracks, definitely it's been something that's been key, especially in my life, because music is such an expressive outlet, especially for me, because I'm somebody who likes to write things down and kind of jot how I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. So if I can incorporate that to me in a way that sounds good and, that other people can enjoy as well, if you like it, you like it, you don't, you don't.
That's valid, Twin. That's valid.
You also work with Danny. You guys also work with Danny and Parker. We want to talk about. You've been with us a while, and you guys have done some really good stuff. How do you feel about things?
How I feel, truthfully, it's just uplifting. I've always been quiet to myself type, so getting tracks, making music, I've always been a person who overthought. So especially getting into rap, it just made me feel like a better me. I got to meet new people, new experiences, new clubhouses.
There you go. Better me. I like a better me.
Yeah. So, with that being said, I want you guys to have, a good rest of you guys' night and a fun weekend, and enjoy the performances, man. Let's go.
Together. And I want you to give it up for them. Because it's about expressing, and it's about being together. The power of we. The power of we. My pronoun is we. Okay, the power of we. All right, everybody. We have Noah. We have Shahi.
Hello, everybody.
We have William. We have, I don't know your name.
Lincoln.
Gregory.
All right.
So this is the crew. I didn't know
what was going to happen. Yo. So real quick, don't mind my hair. All right, on top of that, right?
Don't mind my
name. They finna help me with some words. I got Noah also to help me back me up. So,
I was doing the
on last minute, I'm nervous, but I'm gonna do it.
That's what we do.
Look, we got you, dog.
We got you.
My word, gang. My word. First word.
Charlie, he go on the beat. Charlie, who is his feet? Charlie, get in the cab. We move on so funny. These people be looking at me. They be looking both ways. Who be going so crazy? Look at my music, they lame. People be lame. Ooh, people be saying I'm lame. Man, the thunder, the light. People be acting so nice. People be locking the door and they fight. I got some demons in my head. But they hanging, they all by the bed. Going so crazy like they pop some lead. They were popping the turkeys instead. Or they popping the turkeys instead. They going so crazy and laugh.
My other word.
I need to work, cupcake. All right. Gonna need to do one bag of cupcake, cause if you'll be acting too sweet, you'll be out of my way. I said to you, I cannot even think. I said I'm poop and dirt, right? But I thought I was back in the way I'm in dirt. I thought I would get these blue. I'm gonna go these people like dirt. Then you can't be creating any dirt. But I thought I was dirt, no way that I'm putting these roses up on my head. But these people got deep in the dead. Right? And that light just hit in my face. But I'm nervous, but I cannot wait. You know what I'm saying? They can't even wait. People be thinking that I'm just a mistake. But these people, I just gotta show up. But my day will be gone, be broke. But I'm about to go get a new cash. On my mama, I'm gonna get a bag. I swear I'm gonna make me an offer. On my papa, so that's gonna be sad. I'm gonna be sad. Don't be happy. I promise I ain't gonna be mad. People just got a bag. You hear what they got? People just got a down for. Just gotta pick it up. Just gotta pick it up. Just gotta pick it up. Then I came to quit. I told my mom, I just cannot get enough. Just cannot get enough. My age cannot get enough. I'll say the word. What's the second word?
I got this. Watch this. I'm gonna get touched. I'm getting touched. I'm getting touched. I'm getting touched. Stop it. You didn't laugh. You didn't jump. When they come to my door.
Y'all like some SpongeBob, but they kill me at the same. You like SpongeBob, but you will be more too shame. You will be more like snakes in my head. I don't feel like I can't even win. Right, where's my life been again? Oh, wait. Where's my right hand, man, Gary? I thought I was moving just like a whole snail, but I'm moving like I'm like a canary. It's crazy like people be hairy. And he killed me down like Harry. So the Lord don't carry. I can't see because he killed me dairy. Right, we all know like the Titan ain't dare. But I'm eating my cereal, like, what? But I'm eating my cereal.
Frozen plates!
Hey, quit, frozen plates! Me and y'all,
ooh. I got this, I got this!
Alright?
Hey!
Oh!
So, it's a really cool program where we got youth teaching youth. And yeah, we're down on Main Street at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse. We are open to young people ages 12 to 17, pretty much Monday to Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. So anyway, I'm going to keep you tuned in to the festivities on the ground. They're having a great time at the performance. Enjoy, y'all. This is 90.7 FM WGXE Clubhouse Radio.
You were nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nervous.
Really nervous.
Yeah. But who showed up here?
I know one of my friends.
They all showed up here. That's how it works. That's what we do. We show up for each other. We all here together. He was nervous. He wasn't sure he could do it. He took the risk. And that's how road recovery works. This is his proof. All right? Luna. Luna, how you guys feel?
Luna.